feast. Writing may just be an excuse to have the whole day to masturbate. Just before I graduated, the drama department informed me that I was being given a fellowship in playwriting from the Schubert Foundation. I pretty much won it by default, as there weren't any other playwrights around. My play, Do You Know Where Your Children Are, may have sucked, but it allowed me to postpone entering the real world for at least another year. I could stay in the theater and pursue the insane career of writing plays without having to return to the much overhyped reality. At this point, I basically knew how to type a play, but I had no real idea of what went into writing a play. I decided that I would try to put together a company of actors made up of whomever was available from the drama department, plus a few others from around campus. My hope was that by working with them, I might figure out what I was supposed to be doing. I approached the temporary head of the drama department, the same beacon of ineffectualness who couldn't give me authorization to perform my first play, and asked if it would be possible for the department to sponsor a production that I would write for the actors in the program who weren't involved in the department's main production. Again, he said he couldn't really authorize it, because his position was temporary. To this day, I have never met anybody with more job security than this temporary guy. He had almost made it an art form. So I went to the Student Activities Board and asked for $1,000 to produce my play. I said I wouldn't spend a dime until I was sure we had a play worth doing. I hadn't written a word yet, but they gave me the go-ahead. With my friend, Jeff Davis, who was the organizational mastermind since my skills in that capacity were minimal, we held auditions, gathered our actors, and selected a director, Roy Underhill, whom everyone seemed to like. We found a couple of people interested in doing music, and I had some friends, Charlie Huntley, Bill Hatch, and H.B. Huff, in the film program, who would do whatever filming might be necessary. It was a time when multimedia shows were very big, and I thought utilizing a few other artistic disciplines might help cover my mistakes. Now, I just had to come up with a play. The only idea I had was for a loose structure in which we would follow a suburban youth as he grew up, and I would make up television spots to reflect the times, which included a commercial for a feminine hygiene spray for him and her, and another for a cologne for real men, called Dog Balls. I figured that by distilling the collective stories and experiences of the group to come up with the scenes, I could learn about playwriting from the actor's viewpoint, as I clearly hadn't learned the process from being a playwright.